USA News update. The NYPD is investigating a Bronx daycare after the tragic death of a one-year-old boy. Three other young children, including a baby, have been hospitalized.
All three children were unresponsive and demonstrating symptoms of opioid exposure. Narcan was administered to all three of these children in an attempt to save their lives.
Chief Detective Joe Kenny revealed a drug-related item, a kilopress, was found during an investigation despite a surprise inspection on September 9th that reported no violations. A woman tragically fell to her death while attempting to climb a border fence with Mexico in California. The incident occurred Friday afternoon near the Ode Mesa port of entry in San Diego. Since 2019, the San Diego border has witnessed at least 16 fatal falls. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges. He will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment, ultimately acquitting him. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.